help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Back with you. Telephone number is, to be on the show, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We have a winner, and we've got kind of an interesting situation. We had a caller, and I didn't get back to him in time, apparently. He had a call about the plant that is the mystery plant in the photograph, and he hung up. So I don't know if he had a guess or just had a question about it. Vicky did identify, it looks like, first, and there may have been an email come in at the same time. If there was, we'll give two prizes, but Vicky got it right. The mystery plant is Brussels sprouts. It's a young one that's in my garden, looking straight down on it. That caller still around, had any other questions on Brussels sprouts? It's one of the cool season plants. It's pretty easy to grow that not too many people grow, maybe because a lot of people don't like Brussels sprouts. And I think that comes from the fact that they've never had them prepared properly. Brussels sprouts grown in an organic garden and picked and then eaten either stir-fried or however. Stir-fried's a good way to do them, but cooked in a nice way with a nice oil are just absolutely delicious. The one technique, I guess, it's a little different about having a good crop of Brussels sprouts is once the plant has some height on it and has a lot of foliage, you take those leaves off of the bottom of the plant. And I think a lot of people are a little reluctant to do such a dramatic removal of leaves so that it's better for the sprouts to form all along the stem. But if that listener has another question or whatever, certainly call back and tell Mary Rose that it's the who you are, and I'll move you up in the queue, okay? And that phone number for everybody is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I am the Dirt Doctor. Let's talk a little bit about the last newsletter and the TORC fundraising thing, the relationship there. I was talking about it briefly in the previous hour, but we're delighted that so many people are helping out with this and taking advantage of it. The last newsletter did two things. It talked about the TORC deal, donating or buying a certain amount of books and getting all the benefits that come along with it, and they're all explained on DirtDoctor.com. Just simply go to DirtDoctor.com, click on the red button right at the top, and it tells you the whole story. You can also go to the latest newsletter that went out, and it started with a video of my ginkgo at the house and then had some links to another video and then to the general entry in the library about the ginkgo. The ginkgo video that's at the top, it's kind of fun because we had an unusual event about, I don't know, it was 3 or 4 years ago, I guess. Tater and I were out in the backyard, my little dog, the little white mutt dog, and the weather had been such that it had been really cool and crisp, and then it got warm, and the color was beautiful on the ginkgo, and then it all started releasing just all at once, and I happened to be at home and walking around with the camera while the leaves were coming down and Tater was running around in it. The current status of the ginkgo is it's quite a bit bigger. It continues to outgrow any ginkgo I've ever seen for a couple of reasons. And it has not put on the fall color, even probably not, maybe halfway to full color right now. And we've got a plan to do another. Yoga Mike has some new equipment that we're going to film it when it's at peak and starting to drop again. One of the things I recommend on trees that have spectacular fall color like the ginkgo is to leave the foliage, leave the leaves on the ground for a while. They're beautiful on the ground. They hold the color for quite a long time. And you'll see in this video that's on that last newsletter what it looks like, because a whole lot of the leaves are already on the ground and taters running around in them and playing and having a good time. So check it out. Our newsletter comes once a week. It's free. You don't have to donate any money to TARC to get it. Just sign up for it. And we send it out. We do an electronic newsletter on a weekly basis. Usually goes out Thursday or Friday, something like that. But it varies depending on what we're doing and when I get around to doing it and when we get the production done and all that sort of thing. But all my books are available, but the most current ones and the ones that are the most applicable for people across the country are available for you to buy. And again, if you get $50 worth of the books or donate $50 to TARC, you get membership in the Organic Club of America, which gives you priorities on questions to the Dirt Doctor and a bunch of other stuff. And then $75 gives you a whole bunch more stuff, the seed and the new organic program and a bunch of stuff. So check it all out right there on the website. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's talk to David, and then we'll get back to a few other things. David in Navarro County. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Let's see. I thought I heard you say earlier this year that you had planted Brussels sprouts in the garden. Is that right?
Yeah, that photograph was from my garden. It was just one plant shot straight down on it.
Okay. Well, how did it turn out?
It's fine. They're still growing. I planted kind of late. I'm always experimenting with timing and various kind of things. Back, probably a good little report you just caused me to remember. We had some real heavy wind about a week ago, and I've got Brussels sprouts in a bed growing with broccoli, and the broccoli was bigger than the Brussels sprouts. And it was doing really well, but the wind blew the broccoli over, so it was kind of laying on the ground and kind of had been pulled out of the ground a little bit. I propped them back up, put some shredded tree trimmings in as a brace to hold them up, and then I was out of town for a few days and came back in and watered them in, and they're doing really well. They took that abuse and are hanging in there. The Brussels sprouts are probably no more than, oh, I don't know, mine are probably 12, 14 inches tall. They haven't really gotten tall enough to start stripping the lower leaves off yet, but they're doing very, very well.
Yeah, and I've got some too, and some broccoli also. And I called a few months back about my plants falling over, and I see you've experienced that now. My broccoli and my Brussels sprout plants, they seem to blow over in high winds. Just because my soil is so loose, like a sugar sand almost.
Yeah, it's a fairly common problem if you have some heavy winds. Just get some shredded, a heavy textured mulch. I used the shredded tree trimmings that I had there, and I literally pulled the broccoli up. It was laying down one direction. I pulled it up in that direction it was laying. I put a big wad of shredded tree trimmings there to brace it, to hold it up. You see what I mean? And then I put some on the other side, put a little compost in right around the plant where the roots had been kind of exposed when it got knocked over. And they're holding up very well and don't look like they're in any stress at all, doing good. When I first planted them, it was still warm, and I had some insects hit them right away. And then once it cooled off and the roots started growing, the stress went away, and the plants are holding up very, very well.
Yeah, well, I've got to where I use a piece of rebar and go ahead and, brace it up every plant before the wind blows it over. So I do that every year anyway. But the Brussels sprouts, they're actually, I've got some of them opening up on the bottom there, and they're not staying compact like they're supposed to, and they're kind of opening up like they're, wanting to bloom out.
Well, I don't have any sprouts on mine yet. I'd say once you start having some sprouts, you probably need to start stripping those leaves off and getting a little more sunlight into the sprouts.
Yeah, and that's what I did, cut off some of the lower leaves.
Right.
And then, but the sprouts that have opened up, I'm starting to pop those off and throw those up to the side. And hopefully I'll get some tight ones. See, I've grown Brussels sprouts for the last, 6 to 8 years, and I've only had a couple of good crops out of that. I mean, something always happens where they open up too fast, or the freeze gets them. See, we've hit 28 degrees out here already.
Yeah.
So it
28 shouldn't hurt them. You know what hurts them is the 80 degree day, the warm.
Well, and exactly. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what hurts them.
And it was hot before that.
Yeah.
But I'm having an explosion of pill bugs also.
David, I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this, so don't go away.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are now available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers across the United States. Get them today.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, the Dirt Doctor back with you. Telephone number, and we've got open lines all of a sudden, so jump on here. Take advantage of that at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. I was talking to David off the air. I've been talking to people off the air as much as on the air today, it seems like. But he was also asking me on the Brussels sprout question about pill bugs. Pill bugs had really shown up. Thinking back about my involvement in organic gardening, organic landscaping, and everything, one of the first problems I ran into was pill bugs. And pill bugs and other bugs that don't open up that are very closely kin, but the pill bugs are the ones that you see the most. He had tried some commercial products, the Slug-O Plus, which usually works pretty well on pill bugs, and spinosad, not having a lot of luck. And I told him to try the first thing that I ever used, and that was crushed red pepper. And crushed red pepper that seems to work the best is the heavy stuff, like you would sprinkle on a pizza or something like that. And I had done it a couple of different ways. I had used it just right out of the bag. I think I went to an Asian market, actually, that in here in Dallas-Fort Worth, we have one out in the Richardson area, and they sell stuff in more bulk containers. And I got a big old bag of the crushed red pepper. I'm sure you can get it in various places, but that's where I happened to get it. And I tried it two ways. One, using it by itself, just sprinkling it out alone. And I also used it mixing it with cedar flakes and a little diatomaceous earth. And I didn't keep extremely good records on which one worked best, because both of them seemed to work. And based on that, you would think that doing it the simpler way would be more cost effective and all you need to do, just the pepper. I will warn you about one thing that we ran into, and some of the listeners that tried it and gave me some feedback saw the same thing. They said, man, it looks like it attracted them. I saw more pill bugs after I put it out than before. But then within a few days, they were all gone, as in asking for where's the ice cream. So it may take a while, so don't be surprised if at first it looks like it's not working for you at all. The The other thing I want to talk about in Howard's Garden, and if you want to call and have something for me, it's 866-444-3478. Right now, we are dead in the center of a couple of things for your garden. One is we're in that window for spraying the broadleaf weeds and the grasses in the turf with an organic herbicide. And what we do, what the reason we do it is this is the time where the little weeds are there. They've germinated and they've started to grow. The little seedlings are there, but they're still real tender and vulnerable to being sprayed. Now, there's one little caveat here. If your St. Augustine grass is still green, or if your zoysia or your Bermuda grass even is still green, you may want to wait a few days till we get some frost and it knocks it down to being completely dormant. It's not going to kill the grass or anything, but it would be less damaging, let's just say that, if you do wait until it's completely dormant. We normally tell folks that the window is between Thanksgiving and Christmas. This year it's been so warm that you may want to wait a little bit longer. And what you do is you can spray not just a spot spraying, but the whole turf area with one of the organic herbicides. Again, better if you wait till it goes completely dormant. And use vinegar. You can use my formula, the 10% pickling vinegar with a little bit of orange oil in it, or you can use one of the commercial products, the labeled organic herbicide. Vinegar herbicide is a 20% product, and you can spray it across the area. You can use one of the fatty acid products like BioSafe. BioSafe has one. A lot of other companies do. BioSmart. Maybe it's EcoSmart. Anyway, there's a bunch of Eco and Bio, this, that, and the other thing. What you're looking for is fatty acids in the active ingredient listing on the product. That's a fancy soap, and it functions as an organic herbicide. You can also do it with hydrogen peroxide. You can use hydrogen peroxide at a level of around 10%. In other words, the stuff that comes out of the grocery store is 3%, so you'd have to go to a store, feed store, farm store, garden center that maybe is listening and getting into this, sells a strong hydrogen peroxide, something like 20% up to 30%, and then dilute it down to somewhere around 10%, and it will function as an organic herbicide quite effectively. Bob was telling me, Bob Webster down in San Antonio, one of the aquatic places, one of the places that sells aquatic plants and fish and all that sort of thing, stocks the 30-35% hydrogen peroxide. It's a great product, but if you haven't heard me talk about it, it's one that you've got to be very careful about. It 35%, it is powerful. It'll burn you. It'll turn your skin white, and at first it feels like just water was poured on your skin and you don't feel a thing, and then all of a sudden you feel a tingling starting. And then a little bit later than that, it's hurting big time. It'll burn you. It oxidizes the skin at that level. So be careful with it. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with you here. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Our friend Jack from Brookings, Oregon, is with us. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Howard. How's it going?
It's going well. I haven't heard from you in a while. What's up?
It has been a while. I figured I'd call you. It's kind of in the off-season, garden-wise, in this area. But I don't know if they grow many carrots in the South. I don't know if you have much experience growing.
Yeah, they do pretty well here if you give it a good chance. What I do is I recommend planting kind of a succession of plantings, and then you hit a good weather situation there, you know, a little bit easier than just trying to plant everything at one time.
Yeah, you got to keep the seed pretty moist for about 3 weeks because they take so long to germinate.
Right, right.
But I grow specifically scarlet nantes.
Yep, we do that one here.
It's about one of the sweetest carrots I know of, and it's an old heirloom. It's been around forever, and about for the last 4 years, I've been trying to order these seed from different seed companies, and I've ordered them from 6 different companies, and I'm getting off-variety carrots from the seed they're sending me.
Really?
They aren't true to variety. And I'm not going to name these seed companies, but I got with the one company after the second year, and they finally did a trial grow on them. And they found out that there was about 6 different types of carrots in their Scarlet Nancy carrot seed.
Huh.
And so I'm really curious if any of your listeners have come across this. Up till about 4 or 5 years ago, I grew Nantes every year. Scarlet Nantes. Nantes are a particular type, size, cylindrical, 6 to 8 inches.
Right, they don't taper quite as much.
No, they don't taper, no matter what kind of Nantes you get. They pretty all cylindrical. And the Scarlet Nantes typically has a little rosy shoulder. That's how I tell them, so...
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to identify it. Yeah.
It is. I think it even maybe was why they're named Scarlet Nantes, because of that little rosy shoulder. But I just wondered if any other listeners have had trouble getting this particular variety of carrot from seed companies. And I had a little tip for you about your broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Now, you got this bamboo forest.
Right.
And, you know, you get about a 2.5, maybe 3 foot stick of bamboo. And when the plant is still young, only got about 3 or 4 leaves, you stick props up around the plant, kind of in between the leaves. And my soil is so deep that it takes about a two, I can go down about 1.5 feet or so.
Yeah.
It takes quite a stick of bamboo to go there, but I've never, you know, the leaves of those two plants are like windmills, windmill leaves, and the wind just catches them, and you're going to have trouble with them getting blown down no matter where you live.
That's right. That's exactly right. So you do a little teepee of bamboo to brace them up then.
When the plant is young, mm-hmm. you know, you can do it at probably any stage, you know. You're going to have to prop them up somehow.
Sure.
Might as well use something handy and free, and it grows so bad you can't get rid of the bamboo.
No, that's a good tip. I like that, Jack. And that, you're right. Every gardener almost has to deal with that same problem.
Yeah. And if you got a minute, I've got another tip on broccoli.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people claim they can't grow any head size on their broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, different varieties, you know, have different head size. But what I've found is most of them people, they're buying their plants in these little six-packs at the store, and all these plants are root-bound.
A lot of times they can be, yeah, that's right.
All these little broccoli plants are root-bound by the time you get them in the soil. If you grow from your own seed and never let that plant get root-bound, you'll get big heads.
That's a good tip, and you'll have good, healthy plants. You know they won't have been stressed or fertilized with
yep.
the wrong kind of fertilizers or sprayed with the wrong kind of
That's
pest
it.
Control. That's right.
You get their root system developed better from the beginning. They're not all clumped, you know, together at first.
Well, back on your seed thing, I haven't heard from anybody talking about what you brought up about the being not the exact seed that they thought they were getting. But I tell you what I have run into, which would relate to a degree. Bill Neiman, who has Native American Seed Company, and I were talking about a year ago. I was helping a landscape project, and we were going to plant some Elbon rye as a temporary cover and then the permanent grass later on. And he told me that there's a real problem out there with some of the sources that sell Elbon rye, which is a cereal rye, you know, it's not a rye turf, of them being contaminated with bastard cabbage, which is that plant that grows up about 3 feet high and has little yellow flowers all over it, which would be a heck of a bad thing to get, to, you know, put plant on your property. So maybe the control of the seed quality is having a little issue out there. I don't know.
You know, I think most of these seed companies are sourcing their seed from the same supplier.
Maybe.
And I know for a fact some of that seed is coming from Asia.
Yep, I think you're probably right, Jack. Well, everybody's hearing what we're talking about. Maybe we'll get some input here and can get back to talking about what's the best one.
Nantes is a popular variety of carrot, and somebody else has to.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Also.
Thank you, Jack. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Howard.
You,
we'll be talking later.
Okay.
Happy trails.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
He's an interesting character. He's a great organic gardener up in Oregon. We haven't met. We've just talked and communicated quite a bit. Got an open line for you if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Here's James in Dallas, Texas. Hey, James.
Hey, what can I do to protect my son Augustine from grove worm and infestation? Because last year they got me pretty good. What can
you
I
got
do?
Some, had some grubs this past year. Well, James,
yes,
the
sir.
Best control without question is to use a beneficial organism that I recommend to every gardener out there, no matter what you're growing, and it's called beneficial nematodes. And the beneficial nematodes will take care of a grub worm infestation better than any chemical or any organic spray of any other kind that you can use. So,
okay, do I have to order it online, or can I buy it at a local feed store or whatever?
Some of the local feed stores and farm stores and garden centers will keep them in stock. Buy them online is what most people do, because
okay.
You know, you don't know if the people, the retail stores bring them in, if they're keeping them in refrigerators and protecting them. If you have a good feel from the retailer that they are doing a good job there, by all means, it's a simpler thing to do, buy them from the retail stores. But to go online and get them from M&R Durango or Rincon Vitova or Arbico or any of the insectaries across the country, there's one down on the Mexico-Texas coast in near Laredo down there called Kunafin, K-U-N-F-I-N, Kunafin, K-U-N-A-F-I-N. I think they sell beneficial nematodes. I know they sell trichogramma wasps. But
okay.
Just wherever you can find a convenient place to get them, put them out, and they will take care of grub worms, fire ants, termites, fleas and ticks.
Is that a pesticide or what?
No, no, it's a living organism. They're microscopic worms, and you just follow the directions, mix them with water, and spray them out or pour them out with a big watering can, and they do a great job.
Okay, one more time. The name is what now?
Beneficial, like good guys, beneficial
right.
Nematodes, and it's N-E-M, Nematodes, N-E-M-A-T-O-D-E-S, Nematodes.
Okay, when is the best time to apply it? And I'll hang up.
Well, anytime you have a problem with something that's eating, and you may or may not with grub worms right now, you can plant as long as it's warm enough for the pest that you're having a problem with, it's warm enough for the beneficial nematodes.
Okay.
I normally recommend that everybody do it early in the spring when the foliage first starts to emerge on the plants. But putting out one application now wouldn't be a bad idea to help you long term, because see, these are native living organisms. We're just putting out a real heavy population of them. So you can do it now, or you can wait till early spring. Where'd he go? I guess something happened there. Anyway, if you had something else, give me a call back. Next thing in Howard's Garden, and telephone number is 866-444-3478. But the next thing I want to tell you about that needs to be done in the garden, whether it's commercial or residential, again, is base work on your trees. And if you say, well, Howard, I've exposed my flares on my trees, I don't need to do that. Well, not so fast. Even if you've exposed the flares on your trees, like I have, I do this every year, and that is to go back to the trees, and the vines and the ground covers that are growing over and getting near the tree trunk and or growing up the trunk need to be cut away, taken off the trunk and cut back so that you have at least a bare minimum of a foot of bare area at the base of the tree, okay? And the reason for that is that you can see the flare, whether it's exposed or not, see if you need to do some more work. And a lot of times, and I've had this happen to me, you'll have dust and debris that'll come in, blow in, gets knocked in by the maintenance people, squirrels do it, whatever, it starts building up again, especially if the trees are smallish, and you take a hand tool, loosen the soil just a wee bit,
or with a long tool, just being careful not to damage the flare. And then take a blower. I use titanium battery electric blowers and blow the stuff out and re-expose the area. And it's an every year type of a deal to do, because if you don't do it, you're going to have the ground cover and the vines back on the flare and growing up the trunk, and you do not want that, because one, the plants on the base of the tree hold moisture and can eliminate that breathing of that what should be bark tissue if it's not covered, and then it also hides what else could be building up in there. So you want to get rid of it so you can see exactly what's going on, and if the flare needs some exposure, do it. And do it to all your trees, the little ornamental trees, the fruit trees, the big shade trees. I don't care how old they are or what varieties they are. There's only one you don't need to do it on: palm trees. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the wave of the future. All the experts agree that stem cells are the future of medicine, your personal health, and even your longevity.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
For a complimentary consultation, a $200 value, call now 800-705-6006.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice: look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and let's get back to the phones. I think I probably need to finish a couple of In Howard's Garden things for you, but let's talk to Jeff. Right now, Northwest Indiana. Jeff, what's up?
Yeah, that's right. I was calling to ask if you knew anything about the fertilizer called milorganite, and if you have, if you had any opinion about it.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it. It's a product of Milwaukee's water treatment facility there, which is an incredibly impressive deal. I've been there. I've had a tour of the place with them, and they've done a little advertising with us through the years. And I'm honest with them, and they're honest with me. We kind of go back and forth about stuff. It is a sewer sludge, you know, product, and the sewer sludge entry, you know, the stuff that goes in there, if it was just human waste that was clean, it would be one thing, but there's other things to worry about. And it's not, we talked about this, it's not the pathogens, you know, the disease organisms and things like that. They do a beautiful job of controlling that. It's not the heavy metals. They do a beautiful job of controlling that. I think they had one issue years ago where somebody dumped just a tremendous volume of some kind of heavy metal contamination down that they had to deal with. But for the most part, they handled that. But what they still have trouble getting rid of in the waste system, and they brought it up when I went to visit with them, is pharmaceuticals.
Sure.
It's the fact that the American public is, hypochondriacs, and there's just a tremendous amount of that stuff that goes into the system. And I have to take some medicines too, so I'm not innocent in that regard either. But for whatever reason, it's not as easy for them to get out of the waste stream as pathogens and heavy metals. So although I'm extremely impressed with what they do and how they do it, and It's a beautiful looking product that they come up with. I wouldn't use it on food crops. It's probably better for, you know, roadsides and commercial things and other things. Something needs to be done with that kind of material, you know, from not just them, but Hugh Actinite and other people around the world. But that is one issue that is a head scratcher about what to do with.
Okay. So would it be at all useful for like just a lawn or something?
Yeah, if you're going to use it, that's where I would use it, on the landscaping stuff. Now, I think you'll find on their website, and they'll talk about it, that they think it's totally acceptable to use on food crops. But my personal opinion is, just being real fair about it from all angles, is I wouldn't do that. I'd keep it on the landscaping and out of the food.
Okay. Thank you much.
I appreciate the call. It's one of them that's easiest to find. The sewer sludge products are pretty easy to find out there on the marketplace. Here's Harry in Philly. What's up, Harry?
Hey, Dr. Garrett. How are you, son?
I'm fine. I love Philadelphia, by the way.
I know. I heard. I tried to get to your meeting out here in Western Pennsylvania this past summer, but it was 400 miles away from
Uh-oh. Where I... Well, hopefully we'll do it again. I never know which ones of the events are going to have me in and which ones are not. I was just looking online at the Belton event coming up here in Texas, and they don't even have me listed as being there. I don't know if I've been kicked out or not. I'll have to see.
But well, I live about 5 miles from the south of the Philadelphia International Airport. So.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Yeah. We used to have you on our show radio station here, but it kicked us off about a year ago. And I'll call Mary Rose, see how she's doing.
It changes back and forth. They put us on and take us off, and put us on and take us off. That area where they have the Mother Earth Fair there in Pennsylvania is one of my favorite places to visit. It's beautiful.
Well, anyway, my question is about compost. I've got all the leaves that come down off the trees in my back. I have a slew of trees and a lot of leaves. I bag them up and I put them, and I carry them and put them in a compost bin that I have. It's above ground, about a foot above ground. It's made of hardwood cloth, they call it. It's a wire. It's with little square holes in it.
Right.
And I made it 8 foot long by 3 foot wide, and it's about full about it, and I put sides on it too, and it's about about almost 2.5 feet deep now with leaves and grass, and I was wondering if there's something I can put in there to help speed up the composition of it, and should I be turning it? Now someone told me to put some lime in it, you know, but I didn't know if that's true or not.
Well, in your area, a little lime won't hurt anything. Probably be beneficial. But let's talk about the size of the thing again. How tall is the hardware cloth that you're using?
It's 3 foot. It comes in a roll, 3 foot by 10 feet long.
Okay.
And so I made it 8 foot. I cut it to 8 foot. That's the size of the.
It's a big round, 8 foot by 3 foot tall.
3 foot wide
container.
And I put plastic around the sides to keep it from falling off the hardwood cloth.
Well, one is I'd change the shape of it, Harry. Long term is what I'm talking about here. I'd change it into just a big round 8 foot diameter circle.
Oh.
Not make it so thin. You want to have as much bulk volume as you can. And so making it into a big circle gives you a couple of advantages. One, you got more protection of the compost from drying out.